T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, Magic 106.7, it's David, Sue, and Kendra, and Morning Magic. I am so excited to be chatting with Vicky Spruill, who's the president and CEO of the New England Aquarium. We have lots of ground to cover, but the thing I need to know, the first thing I need to ask you, Vicky, after I say good morning and welcome, is Myrtle the turtle doing okay? I mean, is she sad and lonely because people have not been visiting the aquarium low these past couple of months? How's she doing?
Well, first I should say good morning, guys. Myrtle is doing just fine.
Oh,
I often call her the grand dame of our giant ocean tank. Remember, we've had a bunch of staff in the building since we closed to the public on March 13th. So. Our animals have had to be taken care of, whether we have visitors in the building or not.
Right.
So she's just fine.
Yeah,
but do your animals miss us as much as we miss them? Because we miss them.
We definitely miss them, and I suspect they miss us too. We're trying to get them acclimated slowly back to sounds of crowds.
Mm-hmm.
And our penguins, for example, haven't experienced visitors in almost 4 months. So the staff are actually following a very detailed plan to record crowd noise, and then they're playing it gradually, increasing the volume.
Oh, that's so cute, those little penguins.
I know.
Those little muffins. Oh,
yeah, I want to see them.
We love them.
Yeah.
Well, so the care for the animals and the fish has gone on. I guess you could be forgiven for forgetting that. I mean, the aquarium closes, nobody's going, but there's still stuff that they have to be fed
think of
and
that.
Clean
yeah.
and care for. It. So that's been going on these past couple of months, I suppose. So it's been as busy as ever in the aquarium, except there haven't been guests there.
That's right. And I really want to recognize the staff who have been in there. And in some ways, we've gotten a head start on how to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
Because while
mm-hmm.
we've been closed to the public, we have 20,000 animals at the New England Aquarium, which I think a lot of people don't appreciate. And so we've kind of mastered getting ready for this and increasing our levels of safety, because, of course, that's first and foremost, the safety of our visitors and the safety of our staff.
Yeah, speaking of visitors, you're reopening soon. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect as you reopen your doors.
Yeah, thanks. We are so excited. We are going to be opening back to the public on July 16th, and there will absolutely be some changes. We're going to have limited capacity. So we'll be reopening at around 15% capacity initially, even though the state guidelines are allowing for 40%.
Okay.
And that's because we want to be really safe. We want to be really cautious. We want to make sure we get this right.
Mm-hmm.
So for the visitor, that's going to mean a great experience.
Yeah.
You have the whole place to yourself.
I know. That actually would be awesome.
And of course, social distancing with one-way guest flow and signage that's going to reinforce the 6-foot distancing that we've all gotten used to. Face coverings are going to be required for everyone over 5 years of age, and encouraged for parents to put face coverings on kids mm-hmm. over 2. We're going to have enhanced hygiene, more hand sanitizing stations, increased cleaning and disinfecting. And so while we'll have all of that, I don't want to lose sight of how this place is really a source of joy and inspiration and science and education. And we know people are excited to get back to seeing things again.
I have a question. Wasn't there the little pool where you could kind of put your hands in and feel like the starfish?
Well, the stingray and the...
Will that, I assume, be not... you know, allowed, or how will those kind of things work, the interactive activities work?
Yeah. that's going to be a view-only exhibit, at least initially, mm-hmm. and that's our Shark and Ray touch tank. And they, too, have our staff have been getting them ready by walking by the tank more so that people, so that the animals get used to seeing people again and
so
acclimating
funny.
To additional traffic. But, no, that will be view-only.
Well, I mentioned this earlier this morning when we spoke about the fact that we were going to chat with you. You go to other cities. Other cities have aquariums, and they're very nice. But the New England Aquarium is really
like
highly regarded. It is one of the best that you'll find anywhere.
In the world, yeah.
And so there's animals and exhibits to see, but there's education and tours and all kinds of other stuff that you do. Will the aquarium be able to continue all of the exhibits and education and programming and all that stuff that you're just doing it a little bit differently?
So we will phase all of this back in, but I think it's safe to say that we're entering a new normal. I don't think anybody knows kind of what that new normal is actually going to be. Our virtual programming has been phenomenal over these last 4 months, and people have really stayed connected to us. And I think some element of that virtual programming will continue. But visitor education is such a big part of our aquarium experience. And we want visits to be interactive and educational, but for now, safety is our first priority.
I got to tell you, the penguin live stream is a hit. I mean, that's a keeper. I hope you keep that.
And there's one in the giant ocean tank. So you mentioned Myrtle before. You can see her too.
Yeah.
Do the penguins all have names?
They do all have names, and the staff who take care of the penguins are just remarkable. They know exactly what each one likes
them apart
to eat,
our
staff is just amazing.
That's great.
I love the crowd noise for the penguins. It's so sweet. It is so genuine and sweet. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, we wish you well with the reopening next Thursday, July 16th, the New England Aquarium. Go visit their website because there's a ton of stuff online. As you mentioned, there's virtual sort of programming and things that you can do, and there's ways that you can support the aquarium as well. But visiting it is really the way to do it when we can, and you'll be able to beginning next Thursday, the 16th. Vicki Spruill, President and CEO of the New England Aquarium, thanks for being with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
Looking forward to seeing you at the aquarium soon.
Come and see us.
Yeah, it's Morning Magic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.